and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. As this goes to air, it's the day before what is sure to be a very different Halloween for most everyone listening to this, and it's also the penultimate day of this year's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. In case you're unfamiliar with it, every year October is dedicated around the world and closer to home here by the Government of Canada to building awareness around the threats that loom out there in an online world and how to keep oneself safe from them. And in an era where there's an explosion of smart and connected devices and more people than ever are working from home and otherwise remotely, there are some very different threats out there to be aware of. We dive into all of that and more with Tony Anscombe, Global Security Evangelist at ESET, to chat about the need for a Cybersecurity Awareness Month, both today and into the future. We talk about what ESET is up to in terms of supporting building a Cybersecurity Awareness Month, how businesses are doing in terms of their levels of awareness, and how the move to remote work has changed what they need to think about. And naturally, because this is ChannelBuzz.ca, we also dive into what MSPs and resellers can do to help their customers help themselves when it comes to security challenges. It's a great discussion, so let's get right into it. My chat with ESET's Tony Anscombe. Tony, thanks for taking the time once again.
Oh, it's great to be here, Robert.
It seems we chat regularly this time of year, and that's no coincidence, as it is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Just about wrapping up as we record this. I wanted to get your thoughts on kind of the need for this month and the need to build awareness at this level on cybersecurity and basically how that's trending. Do we need this more now than ever, I'm going to guess, or?
Well, absolutely. I mean, so many of us are more connected now over this lockdown pandemic issue than ever before, you know, homeschooling kids or remote working or just generally avoiding other people and staying indoors and being more online. And cybersecurity awareness is something, it's one of those things we all think about, but very few of us actually take action. It's kind of the insurance policy, and you only think about it when something bad comes along.
Right.
And it comes to the forefront. So actually having a month where governments promote and organizations and companies promote better cybersecurity hygiene and just put that in front of us to make us think about it, is a really important thing. Because so much of our lives and so much of our data and personal information is out there on the internet.
So this month is a little bit different here in Canada in terms of how they're structuring it. Can you kind of walk us through how the month has gone down, as it were, in terms of areas of focus and why those are kind of the important areas for organizations and individuals to focus on?
So this year, the Canadian government made the decision to split this over a five-week program and pick off certain subjects for each week. Now, the first week was taking stock. So, kind of understanding actually what you do have and, what's connected, what's not connected. And if nothing else, do some spring clean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go through your phone and delete those apps you no longer use, because I know we've all got some of those. That game you downloaded and got addicted to but no longer play. They may actually still be collecting data about you. So go through, have a spring clean and take stock. Week two was the phone week. Yeah, the one device we see everybody using so much are their phones. You get on, go out and walk through the park, and it's nearly like people's best friend, and they're not looking at the park or the trees anymore, are they? They're looking at their phone. But avoiding smishing scams, which are SMS scams, unfortunately, cyber criminals attack there, and the use of multi-factor authentication. I'm just going to, while I mention that point in week two, if there's one thing that consumers can do across the entire cybersecurity spectrum of protecting their accounts, switch on multi-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're using your phone as a device for authentication as well. Then week three was computer week. So looking at complex passphrases. So similar topic, but passphrases, not passwords. So let me give you an example there. You've got for example, I'm an Arsenal fan, Arsenal Football Club. So you may have AFC2 exclamation mark, Manchester City Football Club. So MCFC, hash zero. Yeah, because Arsenal obviously would beat Manchester City, but you can see there's no real words in there.
Right.
Yeah, and I can mix those up, lowercase and uppercase, and I can start adding other things in. But it's a passphrase. I'm gonna remember it because all I've got to remember in my head is Arsenal 2, Man City 0, and I can remember the rest.
Gotcha.
And create that acronym. And then in week 4, we've got Network Week. About the security of Wi-Fi and public Wi-Fi and how to stay safe when you're on public Wi-Fi, and a bit about business networks in there as well. Especially if you're a small business, take making the right judgments on how to secure your small business. And Smart Device Week is week 5. And this is such an important topic. You look around people's homes now, there's a doorbell that's connected with cameras and they've got smart light switches and all sorts of stuff. Even a connected toaster. Not too sure why you'd have a connected toaster, but... Yeah, in fact, the other day I saw a connected washing machine. I'm not sure why you have one of those either, but...
Harkening back to the old days of the internet-connected fridge.
Yes, yeah, I don't want the fridge to know what I take out. It's a bad idea.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I know you said always has things on the go to observe and support the Awareness Month. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys have been up to this year?
So one of the innovative things, actually, the team in Canada have done is create a phishing derby. Now, phishing scams are something that appear in our inboxes every day. There's always, whether it goes in the junk folder or whether it makes it to your inbox, unfortunately, too many of them still get to your inbox. And cyber criminals are becoming more targeted as well. So spear phishing campaigns, we tend to think of that only being directed at businesses. But of course, as more data is out there about us, as more data is breached, they can use that data to target us more. They know that you might like certain things because of where the data come from. And they might suddenly start knowing your real name or whatever. So I'm actually Anthony, but if somebody addressed me Anthony, I know it's phishing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if they start addressing me Tony, I might read it slightly further. So my point is all this rich data that gets out there about you allows them to start to target. And the esetfishingderby.ca, so that's the web address, esetfishingderby.ca, gives you a phishing test. It shows you some examples and you have to state whether they're real or whether they're fake. Now, I will tell you, this is not a simple challenge. Yeah, and there are some smart prizes that you can win if you go into a draw because you got the questions right. But it's not simple, and I challenge you to go off and take a look after listening to this and test your knowledge, because some of the phishing emails in there look and feel very, very legitimate. And then it teaches you actually what you should have been looking for and whether and tells you why they're not real.
Are we just at the point where it's best to assume they're all phishing and be pleasantly surprised when you're incorrect?
Well, you could take that view, actually, and I think that's actually a pretty smart view. Is if your banks, if you think an email from your bank is legitimate, don't click the link in the email, right? Because it's unlikely the bank is going to do that anyway. But actually go to the bank's website, sign on as you normally would. If they're after information from you, it's going to be in the inbox of your account anyway. Yeah, and that ensures that you're not clicking on the link and going through or possibly potentially being scammed by some bad actor.
Right, makes sense. Curious what you see in terms of levels of awareness in general. Are consumers and businesses raising their level? Are they able to keep up with the changing pace of the attack surface? Basically, what are you seeing in terms of trends of broader awareness in the community?
I think there is reasonable awareness, and I think some of that's been highlighted depending on where you are geographically. But privacy and security to me are joined, very, very joined. It's like a marriage. And why they're some people view them differently. Privacy legislation created by governments requires security. Mm-hmm. So as governments bring in legislation around making sure companies ask us for opt-in or make sure that we want to be on their email list, or, you know, so they're actually now passing regulation and legislation in a lot of places. And I know Canada, one, are looking at more privacy legislation, but already have pretty tough spam laws and such like. Those things make businesses focus. So businesses then start focusing on the security, so not to fall foul of the regulations, which is good, because that keeps the business focused on making sure our personal data that they store about us as consumers is kept safe. So that's a good thing. With consumers, well, that's a challenge. Yeah, I always think, I always liken it to parental controls. Everybody says they limit or control their kids online. And when you ask them what they use, they turn and say, well, my kid doesn't actually do anything wrong online, so I don't need to use anything. Yeah, I can tell you now, all kids will push boundaries and try everything, or most kids will, and that's actually part of growing up. And I think cybersecurity is like that to a certain degree. Until something happens, then it's kind of on that back burner. But we need to be more engaged. We need to understand the value of our data, and we need to understand that actually bad actors will misuse it. Mm. You know, identity theft is a growing issue, and you know, sometimes you can't avoid identity theft, unfortunately, because there's so much data out there about you. But we can limit the risk by not sharing so much information and making sure we are staying safe.
Mm. From a business, and in particular, I guess, small business perspective, what are some of the biggest new things to watch out for? I.e., if I were an ESET partner or MSP out there serving my customers, you know, where should I be focusing my awareness building efforts with my SMB clients?
Well, obviously, there's the have anti-malware software, and this stands for business and consumers. Have anti-malware software on a device and make sure it's updated and make sure it's running. But in this particular moment in time, if I was an MSP or a reseller out there, I would be focusing on full disk encryption and encryption. Mm-hmm. I would also be looking at policy around web access, yeah, about enforcement on the endpoint, because as more and more people are remote, your corporate policy might not be being enforced, because that can actually help pick up phishing scams and such like if you've got web filtering in there. And those are two of the key areas, actually, I'd say that to be looking for. And if you're moving up the scale towards the enterprise, then start looking at EDR technology. Mm-hmm. Because endpoint detection response, you know, unfortunately, cyber criminals become more stealthy. Yeah, some of them are having that long play of, we'll get into a network, we'll sit in stealth mode in a network, we'll watch what's going on, and then at the appropriate moment, we'll exfiltrate data off the network, and then we'll launch our attack. And that's a longer play. It's difficult. It's harder to detect, and actually requires different technology in there. So there's different things for different levels of companies to be looking at.
I think that answer sort of covered some of this territory, but I did want to ask, as we've seen this explosion in remote work in various flavors, how has that changed what businesses have to solve for in terms of how they architect their security and how they think about their security?
Well, one thing is making sure employees have the right tools. Mm. Yeah, so make sure that employees didn't rush home and all, you know, 15 employees didn't use 10 different file sharing systems and actually come up with a company standard and actually enforce the company standards. Make sure everybody's using tools that the company's approved. But also, as more and more people connected remotely, depending on how you put that technology in or whether you already had that in place, you know, we've seen a significant increase in RDP attacks. Now, RDP is Microsoft's Remote and Desktop Protocol. And, you know, go back and make sure that you configured these things in such a way that they are secure. So, for example, RDP should be behind a firewall. It should only accept certain IP addresses to be connected from. And, yeah, where you may have set things up quickly, go back and actually reconfigure and take good advice on the security parameters that you need to install some of these things in.
Okay. Great. Obviously, security is ever-changing, and the attack surface is ever-evolving. Safe to assume we're going to need to have some sort of awareness-driving function like a Cybersecurity Awareness Month for the near future and beyond?
Absolutely. Think of that week 5 of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, of Smart Device Week. You know, Smart Device Week is not just about consumers, it's about businesses as well. More and more things become connected and we're sharing more and more data, whether that's webcams in the office or door entry systems being connected or free car parking spaces out in the car park that it tells you where they are. Who knows? I mean, everything becomes connected. And so cybersecurity only evolves with that. And unfortunately, the one thing I think we don't often take into account for is the bad guys don't do this for fun. They do this for money. Mm-hmm. So they evolve too. So as technology becomes broader, they will look to go and attack different types of technology and look for different ways that they can attack. So cybersecurity has to evolve with that too. So this Cybersecurity Awareness Month is with us to stay, I believe, you know, for a foreseeable future.
And with that, obviously that constant evolution as more things come on the network and more threat surfaces become as a result of that, as well as, you know, new angles on old attacks. What's your advice to solution providers on sort of how they can support awareness within their customer base on a year-round kind of basis?
Well, actually, some of the fun things like a phishing derby, you know, creates great awareness, and it kind of puts cybersecurity in a good light. You know, I took part in a webinar recently, Robert, which somebody asked me to be on a webinar at 4:30 on a Friday night. Yeah. And not because of my time zone. That was actually the time zone the webinar was in. And I sat there and said, "You've got to be joking. Nobody's going to be listening to this. Yeah, I'm going to be there on my own talking." And they turned and said, "No, at 5 o'clock, we have a magician for an hour." Yeah. My point here is, you know, cybersecurity doesn't need to be the boring subject. It doesn't need to be that dull subject, and you don't need to be the geek in the corner. You can lighten it up slightly, and it can be a quite a fun subject to, as well. The most important thing is, when you're talking to customers, is to have good examples, so that you're not talking about academic issues as well. You know, make it real. Look at some of the breaches that happen, how they happen, and actually be advising them on how they could avoid being a victim in the same way.
All right. Makes sense to me. Tony, as always, appreciate your taking the time to chat.
Anytime, Robert. Love talking to you, and it's always good to be here.
Well, there you have it. Putting a nice little bow on the soon-to-complete Cybersecurity Awareness Month here in Canada with Tony Anscombe, Global Security Evangelist at ESET. I'd like to thank Tony for joining us for the podcast, thank ESET for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for joining us today. As we turn the calendar into November and get closer to putting the dumpster fire that has been 2020 in our rearview mirror, the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back in the near future with another episode, so be sure to subscribe if you don't already through either Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts so you don't miss an episode. Should you feel so inclined, please do leave us a review to let us know how we're doing and help others find the show. Until next time, I'm Robert Duff for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.